Okay, all right. Item number two is the monthly summary of commission activities.
Pekele, would you like to share with us our activities?
Okay, let me go through here, okay? I haven't reviewed this yet.
Just do a quick overview.
Yeah, let me do that. Okay. Police community relations. Tustin PD open house. That was on June 16th. There was a table by the staff of the commission. 100 residents were and discussed about the hate crime and the police reconciliation program and Costa Mesa PD meetings. And the second topic is intergroup relations and the relationship building. As you see here, we have some listed items. Commission staff attended Tustin City Council. Commission staff was attended the Latino Leadership Council. Commission staff attended the fasting with the Muslim event in Fullerton. Commission staff presented about police commission community reconciliation program at the OC Human Relations Council mediation volunteer application appreciation program. Commission staff attended the World Refugee Vigil to inform about commission work in the county. Third topic, hate-free OC campaign. Commission staff participated in a panel for hashtag hate-free OC event at Champaign University. Commission staff participated in CAHRO monthly conference call. Commission staff attended the Violence Prevention Coalition luncheon. Commission staff conducted a hate crime presentation to department that tracks and reports hate crime. Commission staff met with DHS to discuss current commission work in hate crime. Staff conduct a hate crime presentation to residents in Irvine. Commission order 101. On June 4th, commission director met with OCCR staff. On June 13th, commission director conducted orientation for new commissioner Michael Steele.
Michelle Stegel.
June 21st, commission director facilitated executive committee meetings. And June 26th, commission director attended Booth Soup meetings where OC Human Relations Council contract was voted. Okay, capacity building training and training Sheriff Academy on June 19th, commission's staff trained 39 new police recruits.
Good. We can stop there. Thank you. A couple questions for me and if anybody else. Can you tell us, Norma, this commission staff conducted a hate crime presentation to department that tracks and reports hate crimes to different local, state, and federal agencies. What's that referring to?
There was a request. I can't remember the agency's name, but there's an Orange County department that collects different data for all the different local agencies that track
It's a county department.
Yeah. And they called on Don to come over and talk about his way of reporting and tracking hate crime for the commission. And they allowed him to speak to the different departments there about our work and how we might be able to collaborate when Don is putting together the hate crime report.
Okay, can you report back to us the name of that group?
Yes, I can.
We should be friends with them.
Well, Don's met with them a couple times in the past 6 months already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would like
but
to hear about that.
I will get information from Don. Mm-hmm.
And the second to last item about the Board of Supervisors meeting. Do you want to say a little bit more about that in our contract?
Yeah, it was going to be in my AD's report.
Okay, we can wait.
Okay. I do want to redirect, and I'll do that update when my report comes up, but I do want to direct your attention to the review of the scope of activities matrix, which is the third page on your packet. This is the matrix that delineates the contract, the activities that the commission staff and the council are responsible for on the contract. So I kind of just wanted you to notice the status on the right of those, and most of them have been met and surpassed except our monthly HRC meetings. So my staff are not here today, but I still want to go on record to say that I congratulate them for all the hard work that they put in this year to make sure that we were able to meet and surpass these numbers. I think that in a separate, later down the agenda, the commission might want to discuss the monthly meetings of this commission and attendance. But I just want to direct the attention to that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Becca.
Okay. Next is open forum. And I have not received any requests.
Did you want to address the commission? I know. I just... Just asking, just trying to be friendly. Do either of our clerks want to address the commission? Seeing no public comment, we will continue our meeting then.
Okay, item number three, create an ad hoc committee to review 2013 free speech versus hate speech guidelines created by commission and develop action plan to promote civil discourse in public settings.
So the nice part about these actions items is we've discussed them for the last 17 months when we haven't had a quorum, and finally we have a quorum to take a vote on them. So very, very briefly, 3 months ago we were approached by members of the public who were really taken aback by some of the behavior they saw, I believe it was at a Board of Supervisors meeting, but really all across the county, in the lack of civility in the public discourse. People got up to the podium and were speaking about, I think it was about the refugee status, and other people were saying, go back to your own country, I mean, really negative, negative kind of things. And this also raised its ugly head in 2013, and we had prepared a report or a set of guidelines, really, for cities to follow, which you can find in the packet on page 4 and 5 and 6. And the ad hoc committee is really just an opportunity for maybe 2 or 3 of us to get together and draw up a plan so that we can disseminate this information to the mayors, the city managers, just so they have information at their hands about free speech, about it's not a legal document in the sense that we're telling them the law, but we're suggesting ways of handling different kinds of situations in which there are options for public discourse in public meetings. Anybody else want to add anything to that? We've sort of talked about it. Carrie?
I'd just like to add that I like the background that you've provided us. I guess it's January 2014 when this was written,
uh-huh.
Free speech versus hate speech. I like the way this was written and the definitions. And so
thank you. I think it was really well done, and I think it'd be helpful. I mean, Janie mentioned last month, you know, well, why would a city council person need this or want it if they, which I think was a fair question, if they don't want it, they don't have to use it, but if we can just find a way to disseminate it, and I do think it is more powerful coming from commissioners than it might be from our staff, and maybe we just divide up the 27 municipalities in Orange County, something like that, just sort of divide and conquer over a few months.
Mm-hmm.
So, any questions about that?
Yeah, I do.
Bakula, sorry, I have my back to
you. Yeah, it's okay. Would it be possible to provide this information or educate some of the cities about hate crime and free speech? Is there any possibilities, is there any means of the commission to engage with the elected officials, including the cities?
Well, So you're asking two different questions. One is about free speech, which I think this does. The hate crime issue is an interesting issue. Back in the day, each commissioner would take two or three cities and then make a presentation in front of the city council about the purpose of the commission. I think we could reinstitute that. I wouldn't conflate it with this, though. I think this is a different issue. But once we have the hate crimes report, it might be quite interesting to go get on the agenda and say, here's our hate crimes report. But the real reason we're here is we're a resource to you. Please feel free to use us. And it's a great opportunity to talk about reporting hate crime and at the same time introduce a new program that we're going to hopefully vote in the affirmative today about the Goodwill program. What a great idea. And if with your permission, we can put that on the agenda for next month as an action item.
Yes, please.
Okay. Excellent. And then maybe we can even make a list of all the cities and people. Mm-hmm. If it passes, we can sign up that at that meeting.
It will help us to connect and communicate with the cities again. And
absolutely.
We lost connection with them, so it's better to...
And for the new commissioners, what would happen is basically staff and the chair and vice chair basically write a script, a two-minute script. You can use it or not use it, but you don't have to go in there blind. And it's like, here are is our mission statement. Here's the three or four programs that are open to the public that we offer. Here's a phone number to call in case there's a hate crime. Here's a link to a web page if you want to nominate somebody for the Goodwill program, whatever it might be. Just getting it out there. And then the people in the public can see it and hear it. And re-engaging on a yearly basis, I think, is an excellent, excellent idea. But let's stay with motion number one first. Is there any more discussion on action item three, creating the ad hoc committee? Okay. Do we have to have a motion, or we just call for the vote? Can somebody move?
I move that we pass this. Do we call it a resolution?
It's just creating the ad hoc committee.
Yeah, I move that we create this ad hoc committee.
Excellent. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Beckley seconds it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, the motion passes. Excellent. Look at our first action in many months. I'm so excited.
Yes.
We are humanly relating here. All right.
Item number four, review and approve Goodwill program criteria.
If you would look at page number four, we did review this last meeting. We'll do it again.
Page number seven, I think.
I'm sorry. Yes, it says item four. It's item four, page seven. Goodwill program criteria, I'll read it over quickly because we did go over this last time. This is the criteria for judging the nominations for this award for Goodwill. Evidence of individual person, group, business, club, school, medical institution, charity, or church that has worked collaboratively and effectively to achieve goals or performance criteria. Number two, evidence that a major obstacle of bias or prejudice was overcome, whether it be racial, religious, gender, age, financial status, etc. Evidence of resolved major conflicts among persons or groups, and this would include things like personality differences, styles of leadership, and so forth. Number four, elimination of hate crimes and incidents in the workplace through perhaps life coaching or counseling sessions or mediation. Individuals are able to reveal increased understanding and compassion for one another. Obviously, there's not a metric for that, there's not a measure, but in psychology, we do what's called observational. it's qualitative and not quantitative judging.
Yes. Such as life.
Yes. Number five, observed role models of cooperative, respectful, and effective communication and behavior already in effect. In other words, this doesn't have to be something that has been changed. It's just a role model presently and perhaps in the past for good behavior. Six, unusual acts of courage, heroism, compassion for others, and good deeds. And I know this is rather general, but when the committee came up with this idea and we talked about it, At that time, it was Michael, basically, and me and Bechel. Bechele?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced your
name.
Okay,
no problem.
It had to be general because we started being very specific, and then we said, well, we're limiting ourselves. So I think we have a fairly good idea of what goodwill is from this, don't you?
Yeah. And so before we vote, though, Carrie, might I ask, since we do have a subcommittee, I think that we already established, you, Michael, and Bechele, if and when this passes, to speedily get together, the three of you, and I think a staff person should be present at that, and really talk about how to roll it out, what exactly are the mechanisms through which we're going to make this happen. Because if you come up with a plan that the staff can't do, or if the staff comes up with a plan that isn't quite keeping, so I just think that we don't want to let it sit another 6 months. It's been a great idea for a long time, so as soon as we pass it, then perhaps we should actually put some processes in place.
Do we need to approve some funding for this? There wouldn't be much, and I don't even know where it would come from, really. But we're going to need some staff time to put together a flyer that goes out to the public, basically this criteria. I wrote another mock-up of that, a mock-up of like a press release. And if we could have staff help us with that, with, of course, the Orange County logo at the top and so forth, we could get started just with flyers going out to various businesses and so forth. Do we have to approve that here? Okay.
I don't think so.
So in last month's agenda, and unfortunately I didn't put it on this agenda, there was a discussion around a marketing plan. And there was questions because in our bylaws, there is, and we are supposed to put a marketing plan together. And there was questions around fundraising and things like that. I think Thea would be able to answer some of the questions that the commission had around that. In your packet right now, there is a proposal for a copy of a draft of a marketing plan. But we'll get to that in executive director's report because that would be a vehicle to be able to possibly be able to get either some in-kind resources for the Goodwill program.
I think that's a great answer. But in terms of the staff's time, I think we just want to be, I think the staff can make the time. The question is, how do we document it so that it's covered under the contractual kind of things that we agreed to from the Board of Supervisors? So that I think we can figure out, right?
Yes. Well, the actual committee or the program itself was approved by the commission.
Yes.
And within our scope, it definitely fits our scope. So
yeah, perfect.
The time for assignments, we will decide at this point. I'm thinking it would be Don, since he has more experience in the nomination process for the awards, that he probably would bring more knowledge base to be able to see how we'll disseminate this program in terms of the funding. We'll hopefully could get more answers once we get to the executive director's report.
Perfect. Thank you. So, would somebody like to move that we accept these Goodwill program criteria?
I so move.
Dr. Reynolds moves. Bechele seconds. Any further conversation about it? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? We are 2-2. The motion passes.
Yay.
Okay. Item number 5, review and discuss HRC mission statement and bylaws.
So you're going to have to help me with this a little bit, Norma. Let me see if I can introduce it, and then you can add in. 6 weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know when it was, Norma met with Supervisor Doe, and he had some concerns and wanted us to look at changing a few things in our bylaws. And these are the two things he suggested.
Yes, there was a couple things that he asked the commission to do. So we would be able to work together and really shape the future of the commission and some of the language that was used in our bylaws that felt that did not fit our current role. So first he looked at the bylaws and looked specifically at looking at the purpose or the commission's mission. And there was a suggestion around the wording. So if you look at page 8, article 4, that's our purpose. And it was an attempt to highlight there. Now it's gray because I only have black and white. The word eliminate was something that he felt would need to be edited or changed.
Do you remember the reason why?
Because, well, my understanding was that it would be impossible to eliminate those causes, that maybe there would be better suited language around maybe attempt to educate or things like that. So it was he felt that it was a word that extended the possibility of being able to eliminate intolerance or discrimination, and he felt that that was a big job for the commission, for an entire county.
Well, you could say mitigate or mitigate these causes.
So, we'll move forward. Just so I can kind of go through some of the other things. Let's see. There was also the discussion around. Let me see. I can't remember where it is, but there was the marketing plan. Well, that was actually highlighted because we were supposed to discuss what that was, and we'll do that later. But there was something around the commission investigating. There you go. So it's Article 6 on page 8, A, towards the end. It says to investigate when appropriate, make findings, and report those findings. So we do police community reconciliation program. We go out and support hate crime victims, but we never investigate. Those things are done by law enforcement.
Law enforcement, yeah.
And law enforcement reaches out to us if the victim or the police officer or the person who is having conflict with the law enforcement officer feels that they want support. And that's what we offer. But that was something else that came up in our conversation, that language is there, but it's not really a role that the commission plays or that staff play. Some other things, I think there's been a question and some offline conversations with me or maybe among each other about our location for our meeting and the time. I did speak to Supervisor Doe about that, but it's my take that in looking and reviewing and discussing some of the changes that the commission might want to consider in our bylaws, that's something that maybe an ad hoc committee can come and discuss and then submit the recommendations to Chairman Doe for his consideration. So the meeting location, the language around our mission, maybe even, like I said, taking out some of those that really don't fit what we do. But I feel that Chairman Doe is open to working with the commission closely on these. And his invitation was have the commission review them, bring back recommendations, and then I will see how we can work together. So my suggestion would be that we do create an ad hoc committee, or that the chairman does. So we have a group that really looks at this closely, bring it back here for the commission to vote on it before it goes to chairman.
Excellent. Oh, so another month is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let's just go through this piece by piece here. Let's start at article number 4 and discuss the word eliminate. Anybody have a thought on the supervisor's request that we remove that word?
Well, there are a number of adjectives that we could use. Decrease those causes or mitigate those causes. I personally like the word mitigate.
Let me be provocative then and ask, what is the problem with the two words preceding attempt to eliminate? It doesn't mean that we're going to achieve it, but that the ultimate goal is to have a much more tolerant county. So
well,
why are we afraid of the word eliminate?
Probably because even if you say an attempt to eliminate, it seems like a lofty goal.
Isn't that what a mission statement should be?
Perhaps, yeah. I don't know what Chairman Supervisor Doe was thinking, but my guess is that it seemed like a real stretch, and that this would be more realistic to, say, mitigate or lessen or eliminate. Just I kind of understand it, attempt to eliminate. I'm not against keeping eliminate.
Okay.
I just understand the reasoning he might have.
Yeah, Bekele?
Okay, as long as there are some differences in human lives, I don't believe we can eliminate. So I believe his suggestion is correct, so we have to come up with another solution, mm-hmm. a different wording, because I don't think we can eliminate all these differences, whether it's sexual or gender or any kind of, you know, social issues, there will be that problems throughout life. So we are not in a position to eliminate, and no one can eliminate this problem. We can reduce, we can minimize. So I think we need to find another word instead of elimination.
Okay. What else is it, Janie?
I was reviewing last month's notes, and it says, I wrote down that Carrie and you were going to kind of go through and bring suggestions so that...
were we?
Well, we did about 30 seconds ago. No, we didn't.
And that we were going to go, and then I think you and Carrie were going to come up with suggestions and then go meet with the chairman.
Oh.
I'm glad for that reminder. Thank you so much. So why don't we take let's get everybody's opinion on it first, and then we can take a few minutes and actually have that conversation about other possibilities, if everybody's okay with it. Michelle, did you have a thought on it, or Kim? Or no strong feelings?
I'm good with
get the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
That's okay, because they're recording. And you don't want Jamie to yell at you.
I'm good with looking into it a little bit more.
Okay.
Hearing what you have to say, Carrie.
Okay. Kim, did you have a thought? No thought. Okay. So let's start with Bekele's premise that as long as there are more than one human being on the face of the earth, it's going to be impossible to eliminate these kind of things. The other side of that is, it is a lofty goal, and shouldn't we strive for that lofty goal? So those are sort of the two polar things, and I mean, for the record, I like eliminate, but I think it makes a statement. I think it makes a statement, but I really do understand where you're coming from, and I assume the chairman's the supervisor's point is make it as realistic as possible instead of visionary. So you said reduce. Carrie said mitigate.
Decrease.
Minimize.
Personally, I'm going to suggest either mitigate or minimize. They seem to be most appropriate in this context.
So take out also attempt to, and right? It wouldn't be attempt to mitigate, it would be to mitigate.
And to mitigate or and to minimize, right?
How about both? What does mitigate mean in this
lesson.
Context?
Lesson. Lessen the power of, lessen the amount of. So minimize means making smaller, technically. Either one of them would work in this context. I think mitigate is a higher level word. Mm-hmm. I prefer that. How do the rest of you feel?
I agree.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to just make one more point. I mean, to change the mission statement that was established in 1971 is a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. And I guess our vote now is really more suggestive to the Supervisor Doe, we're not actually changing the bylaw by doing this, correct?
No. My suggestion was Chairman Doe has given the commission an opportunity to review all of the bylaws and suggest and maybe recommend some changes that would really align with the vision and the capacity that the commission has. So my suggestion would be that the commission establish an ad hoc to really look at this with more time and then come back with those suggestions back to the commission for a vote, and then we submit those.
You mean like we were supposed to do last month?
Well, 2 months ago. Technically, it was 2 months ago. But yes, I believe that we have that opportunity to do so. I know that there were changes that were made to the bylaws last October, and some commissioners were sad that they were not able to make those suggestions. We have that opportunity now.
Okay, so thank you. I appreciate that. So let's do this, and thank you for Jenny for taking such good notes. And that is, if you, Norma, will bring Carrie and I together, we will write up a draft that we will submit to this commission for next month's meeting. What's the date of next month's meeting?
August 9th.
Pardon me?
August 9th.
Okay, I'm in town. Good.
I will be gone then, but we can still.
As long as one of us is here. But if you're going to have to class together.
Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
So let's do that, and we'll come back with a suggestion on Article. We'll review the whole thing, but Article 4, certainly Article 6, Point A, makes all the sense in the world, in my opinion, to eliminate. Pardon me? And yes, I'm getting there. I'm going to get there in 1 second. And then we'll also talk about the meeting issue, where and when, on Article 11. As a point of personal privilege, I'd also like to talk about membership, Article 7, letter F. Any commissioner who fails to attend 3 consecutive regular meetings or over half of the regular meetings in a year without prior notification to the chair or director and valid reason shall automatically vacate the position of commissioner. Look, I sent an email to everyone, and I'll just want to say it publicly as well, that, you know, I would like commissioners to be involved in all sorts of aspects of the commission's work, but the one thing we have to do is show up at the meetings. And if we can't show up at the meetings, then perhaps it's worth looking at finding another way to volunteer one's time. And the problem is some of the absentee commissioners have notified the chair, me or Norma, that they can't attend, which then alleviates them of this clause, because it's missing 3 consecutive meetings without prior notification. So you could literally miss 12 meetings in a row as long as you notified the chair or the director. And so that's something I would like to look at as well. I mean, it's really one obligation. And then I will just add, to me, I think it is hard to vote on these issues unless you're actually enmeshed in the work. And so showing up at the commission-sponsored programs is certainly not a requirement, but it would seem to me gives us a sense of education and a level of understanding of the issues at hand so that we can better guide the commission and the staff and its work for our county. So I would invite you, and Norma certainly sends out a lot of and Joyce and Don, events that are happening and taking place, and feel free to come. And I can just tell you, you may not believe it, but there is huge symbolic value when a commissioner shows up at these events. The people really say, wow, this is serious, this really means. And the MC of the event will always announce, we have Commissioner Steinberg in the audience. Thank you for coming, Commissioner, and representing the commission, or whoever it might be. These are really important things. So I don't mean to be I don't know, overstepping, but I hope you understand where I'm coming from, which the fact that we have a quorum here shouldn't make me so excited. I mean, this is something that is really, really important. So, review and discuss HRC mission statement and bylaws. I don't think we need a motion on that necessarily, even though it's an action item. And I have the authority to create the ad hoc committee, so that is exactly what we're going to do. And I promise you, we will report back with some draft material and send it out with enough time for you to review. And then we can take a vote next month. Okay? And that will include the time and place of the meetings to bring to the Chairman Doe. Okay. Thank you so much. Any questions or comments about that? I mean, really, feel free to disagree with me or tell me to get off my soapbox. Okay, good.
Okay, item number 6 is the Executive Director's Report, 18-19 Contract Update, Life After Hate Event Update, Sheriff's Academy Training Update, and Living Room Dialogue Training Date.
Okay. As it was stated from our monthly summary on the fiscal year 18-19 Human Relations Commission contract with OSA Human Relations Council was approved. So the council will continue to staff the commission with myself, Don Hahn, and Joyce Sanchez, and that would be July 1st till June of next year. And there had been some very minor changes to sort of that matrix that I showed you earlier, and that will be reflected next month in next month's summary. You'll be able to see a shorter version of that because there were some numbers that were included that really didn't belong to the commission, and we spoke to the county about that. So there were some changes around that. But it was approved unanimously and without discussion. So that was really exciting news.
Wow. Just for the record, those of you who don't know, for the last 2 years, it has been an ongoing battle to get funded. And I think that the Board of Supervisors approval of it with the help of OCCR, which we really, really appreciate, is an indication of how well the staff is doing in providing good services to our county. So that's a compliment to you, to Norma, as well.
So I do want to thank OCCR because I know that there was a list of different concerns from the Board of Supervisors and some changes that they would like to see. And they've been working really closely with me and the council to make sure that we were implementing those changes accordingly. And I want to say that that's the reason why there was no discussion or no question at the meeting around approving this contract. So thank you, Thea and Alex and Dylan, for working with us so closely in that.
Absolutely. And just again, because we have some newer people here, I mean, not to forget that the commission staff has about 17 different bosses. They have the commissioners. They have the Board of Supervisors, which is really their ultimate supervisor. The contract is held with Orange County Human Relations, a nonprofit, and they also really work hand in hand and essentially supervise on the county level by OCCR, which stands for OCCR.
OC Community Resources.
Right.
All right, so on the agenda, I put Life After Hate event update and the Sheriff's Academy training, but I'll just have you look at the end of your packet. There's wrap-up reports for those two events there. So if you want more information, you can review those. And I do that just because I would like to add the marketing plan discussion there in our agenda, and I forgot to add it. Is that possible?
Mm, it was attached, I think. Okay. She attached it.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that okay? Thank you. So I do have living room dialogue training dates. I do have an update, and I have some sheets that I worked on. I felt that it would be easier if you had the information in front of you rather than me just talking about it, and I'll give you a copy. So, yes, I do. So tentatively, the living room dialogues and training would be supported by Joyce Sanchez. She does a lot of our training for the commission and myself. And as we looked at the components of the training, we're looking at a 2.5-hour training for commissioners. That would include a actual living room dialogue demonstration, so you would experience it first. Then we would review the components of the living room dialogue and then have you kind of review some of the steps and reminders and tips and maybe even practice if we have enough time. So this is our availability for training. Friday, August 24th, Tuesday, August 28th, or Thursday, August 30th. And then based on the bottom part of our signed up commissioners last month, we had Rabbi Dr. Carey and Chief sign up as that they were interested in doing this. But my vision of this would be that we would have two commissioners pair up to do the dialogue instead of having one commissioner do the dialogues. So we would have two series. If you look at the staff availability for dialogue support, the first series would take place on Tuesdays, September 11th, 18th, and 25th. And the second series would take place on a Friday, September 14th, 21st, and 28th. Usually when we go out in the community and do these, they're in the evening. I didn't put times on here because I wasn't sure what the availability would be. My hope is that at least with the sign-up commissioners and if I have other interests, that we can set these dates because then we have to work on making sure that we are able to get our invitees there, some of our allies to come to these dialogues, and that you have the opportunity to also invite those that you'd like to invite to the dialogue itself. So I only have, like I said, Rabbi Carey and Chief Hamill. I'm not sure if Bigley. Okay.
You'll have to take my name off. Unfortunately, the dates that are chosen are the high holy days.
Okay.
So I'm not available at those times.
The training days are going to be difficult for me also. Those dates in August, I'm not available.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I'm gone that entire week.
So the other possibility would be to flip our trainings and push those back, our training, and then our dialogues do them later.
Yeah, I mean, I think for those who are interested, we can, particularly if it's just three or four of us, we just do it on email, you know, like not a Survey Monkey, but I forget what it's called, where you everybody throws in their available dates, and then we pick from there.
Okay.
I appreciate you doing this. Don't get me wrong, but just because if we're going to do it, we want to have full attendance instead of you having to do it eight different times. I mean, that would be silly. So.
Right. And as you know, because we hadn't met, I wanted to make sure that we had dates in front of us so we would not forget that this is something we committed to or the commission committed to. But looking at some of these days don't work, we could definitely come back and see if, for those who are interested, try to find a later date for the training and then kind of go back to our calendars and see when we would have the series.
Yes, but what I'm saying to you is I don't think the commission needs to have that discussion. I think just the commissioners involved.
No, definitely. Ones,
yeah, so we don't need to put it on.
So just agenda. So I know, it's Rabbi, Dr. Carey, Chief, and Bigley. All right, thank you.
Excellent, thank you. It's great, thank you for following up.
The last item that's not on there, but I'd like to bring up is the marketing plan. There was a sample in the packet itself. We, even though we didn't have a meeting last month, we had a quick discussion around this. And just so we can refresh our memories, if you look at page 9 of our bylaws or your packet, on page 9, when you look at letter H, which is at the top, in our bylaws, it says that we have to prepare and submit an annual marketing plan to the Board of Supervisors, which shall be approved by a majority vote of the Board of Supervisors. And in our discussion, I spoke to OC Community Resources about this, and the idea behind the marketing plan was to allow the commission to be able to look at different events that it might have planned throughout the year. For example, the Goodwill program, even the living room dialogues in terms of are we serving food. If we're able to put these in a marketing plan, then OCCR is able to present these to the Board of Supervisors and get them approved for the county to be able to allow the staff, right, to go out and see if we can get in-kind donations for these things. For example, if we want food, then we can, you know, submit and ask, is there a donation for sandwiches or drinks?
So the marketing plan is the vehicle through which it's okay to do some fundraising, even though the bylaws prohibit us from doing it.
So I want to refer back to that because I know there was questions around that. So Article 12, when you look at letter E, it says the commission shall have no authority to accept gifts or donations on behalf of the county. And I know that there was discussion around that and was confusion last month. But if you look at the same article and you look at C2, it says approval of a solicitation of funds for a commission program prior to the initiation of the solicitation. So I believe that, and Thea, you could correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that that's the way that we'd be able to solicit, is if this it gets approved, if the commission looks at its year's activities and then gets this to OCCR for approval.
Great. Thea, tell us who you are and your role.
Good morning. I'm Thea Bullock. I'm the Director of Compliance for OC Community Resources. And basically, Norma has presented it correctly. The bylaws restrict the commission from going out and soliciting directly for donations and funds unless we receive permission from the Board of Supervisors to conduct those activities. So without permission, we shouldn't be doing these things. If we prepare a marketing plan from the commission, OCCR will take that to the board. And if the board approves it, that gives the commission and staff permission to ask for community support for some of these programs. And we recognize there may be some new programs that you're interested in that exceed current resources, and there could be creative ways to build that community buy-in and support. So we're offering the same model that we use for our programs and community resources. In the past, our libraries would have programs, and maybe a local business would want to donate the food for it, and we didn't have a mechanism to accept it because we didn't have permission from the Board of Supervisors. So this is offering the opportunity for the commission to identify the areas that you may be able to find community support for your programs and put it together on a marketing plan, and we'll take that to the board and seek permission.
First of all, thank you for all your help this past year. It's just been like navigating, a very tough puzzle, and you guys have been really super helpful to the commission and to Norma. So first of all, thank you. Second question is how often can we do this? I mean, we need 6 weeks lead time? It's once a year. I don't know the sort of the mechanism of when marketing plans get developed. Is it one marketing plan for the year, or is it per event?
We prepare one marketing plan for the year. We strongly recommend a marketing plan for the year. However, if you have something come up mid-year that's not on the marketing plan that you really feel like you can get some donations for, it is possible to ask and prepare a single event request, but we would need lead time to get that on a board agenda.
And when do you submit the marketing plan?
We submit once a year. Ours is in May.
May. Okay. So we have to figure that one out just for this particular year.
For the commission, we will submit on the commission schedule. It does not have to be linked with the community resource.
Got it. Last question, and maybe sensitive, but I want to ask it in the public forum. Since OC Human Relations Council holds our contract, or OC Human Relations holds our contract, and is a nonprofit, is it perceived to be okay to, if it's in the marketing plan, to solicit funds from them and support from them to help do some of these programs?
I would have to consult with council on that one.
Okay. I mean, there's all sorts of appearance issues that we're trying to avoid that the supervisors felt very strongly, separate, but they are a legit nonprofit who totally believes in the work of the commission, so that's why I ask. If not, that's fine, too. We can find it elsewhere, but it's worth asking that question anyway.
The Human Relations Council is our contractor.
Mm-hmm.
We pay them to perform a service.
Right.
Typically, county will not solicit donations from a vendor.
Got it. That's I'm sure, going to be the answer. So that's important for us to know as well, to think way outside of that small box. So thank you. That answer is very helpful. Becca, did you have a question?
Yeah. When you say that the marketing plan is going to be submitted or submitted to the supervisors, what do you mean? Is that personally or privately or individual projects by project or in general? Like, let's say we have a goodwill program now. We are planning to submit.
It is up to the commission how you would like to present your marketing plan. You may submit it per event, or you may submit it by category. The sample that I shared with Norma offers categories of events. So, for instance, we ask for permission to accept donated dog food for our animal shelter. It doesn't have to be related to an adoption event or an individual event. We want the ability to accept donations for supplies and services, including medicine and dog food. So you can do it either way.
So in the marketing plan, we could say, refreshments and food for all commission events. Is that, or you need to be more specific than that?
Tie it more closely to your mission, scope of work, and purpose.
Got it. Okay. Because humans relate better when they break bread together. That would be a good way to phrase it.
Always.
Thea, are you able to come to our commission meetings? Because this insight's really helpful for us. I don't know if that's part of the plan or...
When possible.
Fair enough. Any other questions for our OCCR compliance officer? Thank you so very much. Really appreciate all your help. Anything else, Norma?
So for the marketing plan, the two things or the two events and activities that I've noted would be on the marketing plan is the Goodwill Program and our Living Room Dialogues. So may I suggest that I put something together just like this and bring it back for approval by the commission next month.
Please do.
Please. And that's all I have.
Okay.
I'm not sure it needs to be approved by the commission.
You don't have it to be approved today.
No. But I'm not even sure, does the commission, this for Thea, need to approve the marketing plan? Or, I mean, if it's a program and she writes the plan and submits it to OCCR, it's just part of having approved the event itself.
You probably want to have the whole commission have a chance to review it.
Okay. Very good.
The board will ask us.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Jamie.
Okay. The last item, item number 7, is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
I am neither a sheriff or a chief, but... you know, we have the Sheriff's Interfaith Advisory Committee, which every other month meets at a different religious institution, and there's a speaker, and it's an opportunity to learn, converse, to speak our truths and for the sheriff to be educated and also for the sheriff to educate us. So it just so happened that yesterday we had an event, and it just so happened to be at the synagogue at which I'm the rabbi. And we had a really wonderful discussion. Under Sheriff Barnes spoke about the opioid crisis in Orange County, and he, I mean, the level of knowledge that he has of what's going on was unbelievable. Then we also addressed the issue of homelessness, just to educate ourselves, particularly vis-a-vis the sheriff's role. But we had the gal who's in charge from United Way, and we also had the director of innovation and something else, and homelessness from the healthcare agency of Orange County. And it was eye-opening and so fascinating. And, you know, all of the work that everybody's doing is so interrelated. And the undersheriff's point was, instead of the sheriff doing their thing and the healthcare agency doing their thing and the homeless are doing her thing, we have to have a comprehensive plan so that we are all working together to make this problem not eliminated but mitigated to the very best way that we possibly can. And it was really, really wonderful. And let me make a suggestion, Norma, that our commissioners should be invited to these interfaith councils. Even if you're not a religious person, you can come as my guest to a few of these, because it's really a wonderful program that Rusty started with Sheriff Hutchins Kennedy, our former CEO, and now Norma is really doing really wonderful stuff. And each month is a different thing. Last month we had a guy from the ICE agency come and speak. Several months ago we had an undocumented young man come talk about his life experience, and he was about 22, and think about speaking in front of the sheriff and the undersheriff and the chief of Anaheim was there, and just telling the human side of the story. There's no political agenda. There were no votes taken. It's not like that. It's really to just learn. And he talked about how he doesn't apply to college because he doesn't want his name on a list, you know, or his parents' name on a list. It's just a different dynamic. And then, you know, we hear other stories of people's roles in who have authority and those who don't have authority. And the sheriff really has done a great job in conjunction with Norma and the executive committee of this Sheriff's Interfaith Council to really educate ourselves about the logistics and the human nature of what goes on in our county. And you would be my guest at any of those, usually 11 to 1. And they're hard times. Begins at 11, ends at 1. Lunch is always served, and it's always, always really interesting. Next, in 2 months, it's at the Mission Viejo Mosque. And so, and we were there a couple years ago, I think.
I haven't been, but
the imam is unreal. I mean, he is so interesting. Oh, and each religious leader gives about a 5-minute explanation of their religious practices and whatnot. We have done it at the Baha'i Center. We have done it at at the Unitarian Church. We've done it at Christ Cathedral. I mean, we've been all over the county, and it's been really effective, and that's a great program that our commission is really in charge of and doing well with. So commissioners, feel free to come. It's your program, so come be part of it.
Okay. Next is announcements from commissioners.
Friends, thoughts, ideas, questions, concerns? Okay. A couple things. When Norma sends emails, particularly about attendance, if you'll please respond. Everybody here has done that, and I really appreciate that. And there is no agenda item that is off limits. So if there's something, you're watching TV and it hits you and you think we should be talking about it, it's in a human relations issue, please bring it up. This just shouldn't be from Norma or my mind of what we think is going on. The whole reason you're nominated and elected appointed to sit on these commissions is to bring your own personal experience of what's happening in your cities and your lives and your faith communities and your whatever reason brought you here. That's why we want to hear from you and your experiences. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
No.
We just adjourn?
No.
We are adjourned.
I mean, we do have that one. Sorry. There is still the agenda building if anybody has any additional comments to add to future meetings.
Nothing?
Okay.
Adjournment. I call the meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.